Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Welcome to the Wire to Wire podcast. As always, it's me, your host Yusuf. Now, without further ado, let's just get right to it. So while we're a quarter into the NBA season, it's easy to get caught up in all of the headlines and drama. Now, I personally see the high level of misinformation and disinformation coming from mainstream media, and I try to use this platform to balance it out with actual facts to counteract their narratives. Now, while I believe it's been unfair and ridiculous that certain teams and players are underrepresented and underappreciated, I believe that rather than complaining about it, I will use my platform to speak on them. Now, while it's fun to poke holes in mainstream narratives, I believe it's good to also get into the essence of the game and talk hoops. So I want to use this episode to talk about the game itself and really give credit where credit is due. So I want to start off by discussing the Eastern Conference and the team that has surprised me most. So the Cleveland Cavaliers, at time of recording, have the best record in the East. Now, when everyone was giving their prognostications on which team they favored, no one had the Cavaliers as the number one seed. What they've been able to do so far this season is incredible. They're playing on both ends of the court, playing exciting basketball, and Kenny Atkinson is coaching his ass off. The fact that Donovan Mitchell is the best player on the team with the best record and yet isn't being discussed prominently for MVP is laughable, and it shows how biased and negligent the media is. Now, a lot of people are drawing comparisons to this Cavaliers team and the 60-win Atlanta Hawks team in the 2014 going into 2015 season. But to be honest, I think that's an unfair comparison. Now, Donovan Mitchell is a better player than Joe Johnson ever was. That's not even up for discussion. Plus, the pieces on this team are better than that Hawks team. Now, this team is very tenacious, energetic, and they're disciplined in how they play. Plus, they look cohesive as a unit. Now, I believe Mitchell is a star, bordering on superstar, and it looks like he'll have one of those magical playoff runs that will force the basketball world to pay attention to him. Now, here's where it gets interesting. Outside of the Boston Celtics, the East is wide open and competitive. So they have a real shot to do something if they can put it all together when it matters most. But I like their chances, and I like how the coach is really extracting the best out of these players, and it's a balanced effort. So it's been incredible to see. Now, another standout surprise, and what should be a pretty good story, is the Orlando Magic. They currently sit as the third best team in the Eastern Conference, which, like the Cleveland Cavaliers, was not on anyone's bingo card. So here's why I think they've been a success story so far. So number one, they have young, high energy, scrappy players that really go after it, especially at the guard position. But also, they have veteran players, mainly guards, who are on the sidelines being a good presence for them. And the second thing is, they've had a pretty smooth schedule so far. So they've won the games that they're supposed to and lost the games you'd expect of them. Plus, they snuck an unexpected victory against the Phoenix Suns. But overall, they're handling business and securing the wins that they're supposed to. I think as the schedule picks up, they'll face some struggles and adversity, but they will still remain a playoff team and do pretty decent, especially if and when Paolo Banchero comes back from injury. Now, I don't see them making a deep playoff run, but I see them as a playoff team that can have a hard-fought first-round series and lose, or potentially advance to the second round with the right matchup, but nothing more than that. I think this is more of a bubbling season for them to put the league on notice that they can be the next team to become a force and make noise. But they've been overachievers so far.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
Now, Milwaukee started off slow, but they managed to have a 500 record at time of recording. Now, I'm liking what I'm seeing from Giannis in terms of his play and leadership. He's not blaming others. He's playing his game, elevating his play, fighting through the adversity, and making the most of what he has. Now, that's a rarity in today's game, but it's incredible to see. And I'm happy for the guy. I think it sets a good example for the game, the league, and for the team's morale. However, even though I'm optimistic, I'm still cautious because I do see some things that are potentially worrying. Now, against teams with a winning record, they are 1-8 at time of recording. Against teams that are 500 or worse, they are 10-3. So for a team that wants to be contenders and only being a couple of seasons removed from their championship, this is their litmus test. They have to do better against playoff teams and contenders. Plain and simple. There's no way around it. Plus, Damian Lillard hasn't looked or played consistent. He needs to find his footing and figure it out because he's a big component of where this team will go. Plus, Chris Middleton is back, so that should be a glimmer of hope for the Bucks. If he can work himself back into the consistent player that he's been for the Bucks in previous years, and Dame can find a way to be a consistent contributor, I think the Bucks will be in great shape. I think they have a pretty solid bench on paper. There just needs to be consistency from them, especially with Gary Trent Jr. Now, he's a three-point specialist and a scorer, so he needs to do it on a consistent, nightly basis. But these are a lot of ifs. But if, I repeat, if the Bucks can put together these elements, then I think all hope is not lost yet. I think by the All-Star break in February, we'll be able to definitively see what type of team they're going to be moving forward. These next couple of months are crucial for them. But moving out west, the teams I've been impressed by thus far are the Houston Rockets and the LA Clippers. Now, the Rockets have a great head coach in Ime Udoka who actually knows what he's doing. He actually is what the lamestream media would want you to believe who JJ Redick is. And yes, I said lamestream media. But he's managed to ignite his team, and you see it in the way that they play. He knows how to effectively use the roster that he has. Now, Dylan Brooks has made himself to be somewhat of a villain in this league because he actually had the courage to go at LeBron, but he's been a major contributor, not just with his play, but also with his tenacity, his attitude, and spirit. Now, I'm not too fond of Fred VanVleet. I always believed he was overrated since his Raptors days and has a tendency to be selfish and focuses on himself individually over the team. He's also signed to Clutch Sports, so that's perfect for him. That is the standard for that fraudulent tampering agency. But I believe Udoka has the respect of his locker room, and he can taper VanVleet into buying into the team concept. So while the Rockets are a second-seeded team in the Western Conference, I don't believe that happens without Udoka. Without him at the helm, they just be a talented team that loses a lot of games. But I think he reshaped the culture of that locker room so far. Now on to the Clippers, who no longer have Paul George, and Kawhi is injured. Of course, nothing new there. Despite that, they are 6th place in the Western Conference. Now that's no easy feat to accomplish, especially without your best player. Now Harden has been stepping up and giving us flashes here and there of Houston Rockets Harden, and Norman Powell, when healthy, has stepped his game up to be a key contributor. Now right now this team is pleasantly surprising because no one had them in this position thus far once we knew of Kawhi's injuries, but they're finding ways to get it done, and that is impressive. But look, I will be covering the failure in train wreck season of LeBron, JJ Redick, and the Lakers extensively, but I also believe in giving credit where credit is due. So shout out to the Cavaliers, the Rockets, and the Clippers so far. Plus, I have my eyes on the Bucks to see what they've got going on. I'm giving it until the All-Star break to tell me what team they'll be moving forward. But that's all I got for you guys today. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast and share with your people. You can also follow me and the podcast on social media. You can check out my books. All of these links will be in the description. Until next time.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com. Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.